The Bible reveals that man's purpose on this earth is to glorify God in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, and in Revelation 4, verse 11. But what does that mean exactly? In what way are we to glorify Him? Does the Bible give us the answers? Well, indeed it does. In fact, the Bible teaches we must produce fruit in order to bring glory to God, in John 15, verse 8, which implies we must actively do something. It implies that we Christians, those of the church, must work. Now, look at the example of the first Christians in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 45. It says, "They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need." Now, this passage implies that there are different types of work of the church. There are evangelism. That's inferred from the words, the doctrine, in verses 42 and 47. There is edification, which can be inferred from the words fellowship and prayers in verse 42 and 46. And also benevolence. That's inferred from the phrase dividing their possessions, verses 24, 44, and 45. So this teaches us that we can divide every work, every ministry, into three categories: evangelism, edification, and benevolence. Now, concerning evangelism, Jesus came to seek and save the lost, according to Luke 19, verse 10. And then He commanded His disciples to do the same in what is known as the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 19 through 20, Mark 16, 15 and 16, and Luke 24, 47. He made it our responsibility, both individually and collectively as the church, to seek and save the lost, just as He had done while He was here. And this simply refers to ordinary people going and telling other ordinary people the extraordinary news of an extraordinary person, Jesus Christ. What an important responsibility we have. Now, concerning edification, this is a word that comes from the Greek meaning the act of building up or promoting spiritual growth. And when we participate in fellowship activities and encourage one another, well, we're building something. The words building up carry the idea of reciprocity. Go and read Romans 14, 19 and 1 Thessalonians 5, 11. There you're going to see that the key idea of doing something mutual is doing something for someone else who simultaneously does something for you. So each Christian strengthens their faith while helping one another. You see, living for others is truly the greatest secret to happiness. Many live in difficulty because they only think of themselves. And selfishness does not edify anyone. Romans 14, 7 through 8 says that we belong to the Lord. And Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 talk about us being a part of the body of Christ. And you might want to look back at lesson of day 11 if you want to know more about that. The church is a spiritual family that unites and edifies all those who have been baptized in Christ. And then we have benevolence. Benevolence refers to covering or providing for the physical needs of others. Benevolence only requires need and opportunity. And while the word benevolence is not found in the New Testament, we still find the idea or concept of benevolence within its pages. A related word in the biblical Greek is eunoia, and that is in Ephesians 6, verse 7 through 8, and it's used in reference to the behavior and attitude we should have towards one another. The word communion in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16, and as exhibited in Acts 2, verse 42, means fellowship or joint participation, which also implies benevolence between each other. You see, the principle of benevolence can also be found in the following passages: Galatians 6, verses 9 through 10, James 1, verse 27, Matthew 7, 12, Matthew 25, 32 through 40, and Philippians 2, verse 4. The church and every Christian should feel a responsibility towards those in need. But the first emphasis is on the individual, as 1 Timothy 5:10 says. Therefore, the focus must be on others and not on ourselves. Benevolence is an action in which God is glorified. And such service helps us stay pure since we are busy seeking the benefit of others instead of just being involved in bad things. Now, the application is, how do we glorify God? Well, we do it through evangelism, edification, and benevolence, all of which produce fruit as the Lord commands. It's how we please Him. All three are extremely important. And while these are easy things to say, they're not so easy to put into practice. And yet, we must. Every decision we make regarding church work must be based on these works. Each ministry, each work, and focus can be divided into those three categories so that the church can glorify God.